I have an interesting strategy when it comes to taking on new coaching clients, and I ask them a series of questions. The questions are, there's probably about 3 to 5 questions depending on the information that the job seeker has given me. They're not difficult questions, they're just questions that take a little bit of time to think about. And I find that those people that respond within 24 hours or less are the people that I want to work with. Those people are action takers and they're prepared to put the time and effort into getting a remote job. Those people that take a week, I politely decline those people, because if it takes you that amount of time to answer questions which are fundamental to landing a remote job, then I kind of feel, how much time and effort are you really going to put into the process? Because most people think that applying for a remote job is as simple as completing an application by submitting the same resume and cover letter and putting in as little effort as possible. I've just created a quick guide to help people through applying for a remote job. And one of the things that you'll see straight away is, it's not easy. There's a lot to think about. There's a lot to do. There's many tasks to do before you submit your application. I'm not the type of coach that likes to sugarcoat things. I like to be real. I like to be honest and tell people that they need to take time to stand out when it comes to applying for remote jobs. And you can't do it a lazy way. If you are focusing on quantity of applications rather than quality, then you are not going to be successful. You might be if you've got a little bit of luck on your side, but 99% of people are going to fail. They're going to continuously receive those automated rejections telling them that they haven't been interviewed. And those are template emails that are sent out to everybody that hasn't beaten the applicant tracking systems. That's just one example of why people are failing when applying for remote jobs. So, as I mentioned, I've got this free quick guide. It's 10 pages and it offers advice and also the steps that you need to take when applying for a remote job. It's free and all you have to do is go to theremotehive.com/subscribe. There's a link in the show notes for this podcast if you want to go and check it out. All you have to do is put your name, email address, confirm your email, and you should be good to go. You'll get access to a dashboard called the Honeypot. I love the names of the products that I have. The Hive email you'll get every month, and you'll get access to the Honeypot, where you can download all of my free content, especially this new quick guide, which I feel will really help you when you are applying for your next remote job. And that's all I really wanted to say today. I wanted to keep it brief and just say, you have to take action when it comes to applying for remote jobs. You can't do the bare minimum. You have to put the effort in. Otherwise, you will fail. It's simple as that. Chat to you all soon. Take care.